Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup, 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 pup. Okay.
KUTX.
This is My KUTX. I'm Art Levy. Each week on the show, we get some of our favorite musicians to guest DJ for an hour. And this week, it's Jonathan Myberg from Shearwater.
I can't help it if all the world is ending, all the life is gone. Why are you calling out this name?
Austin's Shearwater just released its 8th album, Jet Plane and Oxbow. And besides being the frontman for Shearwater, Jonathan Myberg is just a really interesting guy. It's obvious he thinks a lot about music, and this hour is pretty wide-ranging. There's some folk music, there's world music, there's good old-fashioned rock and roll. There's probably going to be a few bands or songs you won't know, but if you head over to kutx.org, we've got Jonathan's full playlist there. Just look for My KUTX in the features section. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Jonathan Myberg from Shearwater. This is My KUTX. We've sort of grown up as a band in Austin over the last 12 years, and we're now coming out with a new record called Jet Plane and Oxbow on Sub Pop Records. But I wanted to come by the studio today just to share some music that I love, and I wouldn't say this is necessarily influential on our new album, all of it, although some of it is. Some of it's just wonderful music that's meant a lot to me over the years, and I hope you'll like it too. And I'm going to start off with something that's, I guess it's New Mexican flavored really, but seems a little Texas flavored to me. It's the great Ry Cooter and Billy the Kid from his record Into the Purple Valley.
I'll sing you a true song of Billy the Kid. I'll sing you the record of days that he did. Way out in New Mexico, a long time ago, when a man's only friend was his old 44. He went to the bed, way out west, with a knife in his hand. At the age of 12 years, he killed his first man. Fair Mexican maids play guitars and sing songs about Billy, their boy bandit king. Before his young manhood had reached its set end, he'd a notch on his pistol for 21 men. Thank you. The kid met his fate. The big moon was shining and the hour was late. Shot down by Pat Garrett, Silver City's best friend. The poor outlaw's life had reached its sad end. Yes, I love you, honey. I don't care if you're married. I still love you. I'll get you yet. We are, we are, yo. Oh, yes, I love you, honey. I don't care if you're married. I will drive you home in my one-eyed Ford. We are, we are. I love you, honey. I don't care if you're married. I still love you. I'll get you yet. We are, we are, yo. Oh, yes, I love you, honey. I don't care if you're married. I will drive you home in my one-eyed Ford. We are, we are, yo.
You're listening to KUTX Austin. I'm Jonathan Myberg from Shearwater, and I'm a guest DJ for this hour. And that was Jim Pepper with Newlywed Song off a record called Pepper's Powwow, which is this extraordinary Native American garage rock record that he made in 1971. Pepper was a flautist and saxophone player. And that record has on it, I think, a couple of absolute classics of American rock and roll, including that one. There's just nothing else like it, that combination of all those different elements. And also just speaking as a recording nerd, that song is like one of the best examples of the interaction between a snare drum and a bunch of shakers that I can think of. The shakers are so far back behind the snare drum that they kind of pull the beat back into this deep, deep pocket that really shouldn't work, but it's just so deeply satisfying. Next up, I wanted to play a song by the amazing Nina Simone. One of her best tricks that she did again and again was to take a song that people might think of as kind of inconsequential or trivial or even silly and make something really beautiful out of it, mine something really special from it. And this one seemed really appropriate for Texas.
Where do you come from? And where do you go? Where do you come from? My cotton eye, Joe. Well, I come for to see you, and I come for to say, and I come for to show you my diamond ring. Where do you come from? And where
dancing.
Listening to KUTX Austin. This is Jonathan Myberg from Shearwater. I'm the guest DJ for this hour. And that was Malcolm McLaren with Double Dutch from Duck Rock, his 1982, I think, record that is really kind of an incredible album. It's easy to dismiss as a novelty, but songs like that are such a wonderful mashup of so many different things that, in that case, the backing track is the Mahotella Queens, a great band from South Africa. Combined with these strange rope swishing sounds, of course, the theme of double Dutch jump roping teams in New York City, some of whom he calls out by name, like the Golden Angels and the Fort Greene Angels. And then also the organ, the sort of disco strings, the hand claps, just all of the, and then Malcolm himself, of course, rambling incoherently, but very excitedly over the top of it. It's just that song is irresistible and it rewards repeated listens. Some of you might recognize it from the montage, and I think The Wolf of Wall Street used that song to great effect. I wanted to move on now into a block of some songs that reflect more of the time that I wanted to base our new record, Jet Plane and Oxbow, in, which is about 1980. And I wanted to pick that time not because I think the 80s are funny or cute, but because I think it's a really interesting time in that digital technology was really changing recording. In a way that no one was quite sure how it was going to go. MIDI didn't exist yet. Everything hadn't become automated, but these digital devices were starting to appear that were really changing ways that music could sound. And some people were terrified by these possibilities, maybe justly so, but others were fascinated by them. And so this next block is, we're going to hear from Brian Eno, from Laurie Anderson, from her great film Home of the Brave, and then the sort of standard bearers of the year 1980, the Talking Heads.
Nobody heals us.
Hi, this is Jonathan Myberg from Shearwater. You're listening to My KUTX on KUTX Austin.
For a long time I felt without style or grace, wearing shoes with no socks in cold weather. I knew my heart was in the right place. I knew I'd be able to do these things. As we watch him digging his own grave, it was important to know that was where he's at. Can't afford to stop, that is what he believed. He'll keep on digging for a thousand years.
Listening to KUTX Austin. This is Jonathan Myberg from Shearwater, and you're listening to an hour of music selected by me. That was Talking Heads with Houses in Motion, with the great John Hassell there playing the trumpet solo at the end. And I wanted to switch gears here and go to another song that's kind of a long jam, but it's a completely different kind. Fairport Convention was a band that was sort of a folk rock band from the late 60s, early 70s. I think they still play, actually, but they're notable for never having had the same lineup on any two records. Back in the time of their record Legion Leaf, Richard Thompson was playing guitar for them and Sandy Denny was the singer. And they wanted to make a record that was inspired by music they were hearing from the United States, like from the band, as in the band. But they realized they couldn't do American blues or blues rock in any convincing way or even satisfying way. And so they decided they wanted to try to make a folk rock record out of English folk. And I kind of think they're the only ones to ever really do this well. But this song, Matty Groves, is just a tour de force, both from very young but extremely recognizable Richard Thompson, and then, of course, Sandy Denny, who's just such a marvelous singer. You can totally see where Led Zeppelin III came from listening to this song. This is KUTX, and this is Jonathan Myberg from Shearwater. You're listening to my hour, in which they've, as they say, they've given me the keys to the studio, and we're coming up on the end of it now. I've wanted to take us out after that great jam by Fairport Convention, Matty Groves. You had to think they probably stepped out to the pub after that one. They had to have felt good at the end of that take. But we're going to go all the way around the world now to New Guinea from the 1990s, where there was a great compilation produced, I think, by the Smithsonian. It was called Bosavi, Voices from the Rainforest. And we're going to hear a recording of a guitar band from New Guinea. And then after that, we're going to hear a song from the second side of Tok Tok's last record, Laughing Stock, called New Grass, that is sort of strangely similar in a way. It has a similar effect as the New Guinean track does for me.
Mama's lost the family.
That was Talk Talk with New Grass there with Mark Hollis's voice and guitar riding us all the way out. I wanted to leave us on a sort of a sleepy note with the band Clinic, who we toured with back in 2008 on our Rook album. They're a quartet from Liverpool, and they're great guys. They were childhood friends, and Clinic is the only band they've ever been in. It's just this is the sound that they make, and which makes the sort of uniqueness of it both easier to understand and also easier to appreciate. This is the Unsettling Lullaby that closes their debut album, Internal Wrangler. It's a song called Goodnight Georgie. And this brings me to the end of my guest set here on KUTX, which I've really enjoyed. And just by way of shameless self-promotion, I should probably mention that my band Shearwater has a new record called Jet Plane and Oxbow out now on Sub Pop Records. By the time you hear this, we'll have probably already played our show in Austin, but with a little luck, maybe we'll be back this fall. Thanks very much. Thank you, Austin. And hope you have a good afternoon, evening, or day, whichever this is.
As you're dreaming, dreaming.
That's a band called Clinic, closing out my KUTX. Jonathan Myberg from the Austin band Shearwater was our guest DJ this week. If you want to see his playlist for the past hour or listen to any of the past episodes of My KUTX, just head to kutx.org. It's all there in the features section. Just look for My KUTX. And if you want to hear Jonathan talk more about music, you should check out the latest episode of this song. On the podcast, Jonathan talks about Vic Chestnut and Nina Simone and their impact on him musically. My KUTX is a production of KUTX Austin, and it's produced by myself, Art Levy. And next week, we're featuring an all-Texas edition of My KUTX. It comes courtesy of the folks behind Texas Standard. It's a fun one. Catch it next Saturday night at 6 right here on KUTX 98.9. And thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned. Rick McNulty is up next.